This is Stephanie Shea, the voice for Usagi Tsukino, and you're listening to the After Hours Nerds Podcast.
Is all of this correct? What is today's date? 21st? Yep. All right. Thanks for tuning in to episode 85 of the After Hours Nerd Podcast, week of June 18th, 2021, the weekly, mostly, podcast that covers the important gaming and nerd culture news, hosted by Gags and Dill. Back again, baby.
The boys are back.
Technically 2 week break. I think this is the longest we've taken a break for the podcast.
Technically, it's 3 weeks.
Well,
today.
Yeah. This
our last day was
week.
May 31st.
I know. And I said last night, like, the podcast would be back tomorrow. So I think people were expecting the episode to be out this morning. But whatever. It's good. It's
hey,
good.
Man. Tuesday, Monday, they all look the same after a while.
But 2 weeks, you must have played a lot of games. Probably a lot of Monster Hunter, right?
Oh, of course. Yeah. I'm already level 100.
Yeah.
I already beat the final boss.
I hope you know I am HR 88. So
I'm HR 87.
Oh, yeah. Let me see.
I'm HR 87. I already beat every side mission.
Don't forget, we have a $20 bet. First one to 100.
I'm already close, dude.
Oh, yeah. All you do is send me a screenshot, and that's all the proof I need.
Yeah. I got you.
Yeah?
Yeah, no doubt.
What have you been playing? Let me guess. Apex?
If I have any time to play, it's Apex.
Just Apex?
And I haven't even been playing that much.
You know what?
I played a little Friday night, and that was it.
2 weeks off, and I haven't played much. You know what comes out Friday, though? Mario Golf.
Oh, from the podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, Mario Golf comes out? I'm going to have to hop back in.
I already got it pre-ordered and, like, pre-downloaded on the system.
I bet you do.
Oh,
I'm going to lock in.
I'm ready. If we can do tournaments, I want us to do tournaments.
You'll get your ass kicked.
No shot.
Don't make challenges that you can't commit
You're
to.
You're such an idiot. You probably think the higher score wins.
Oh, I know low score wins. I'm going to have zero by the end of it. Hole in one.
Yeah.
18 holes, 18 points.
Just a
flat.
Hacker. I was playing Smash Bros. Again recently. One of my streamer friends has, like, one of those nights where it's like, oh, anyone can get on and play.
Yep.
Given work. I was out given work.
You got work?
I did. I'm not going to lie. I got worked. I did.
You didn't
work.
Win any matches?
No, I won quite a few, but I got worked.
What's
too.
Quite a few? One, two?
No. I'll say 30%.
So out of 3 hours of gaming, you probably managed to win one game. What's your Tetris 99 record looking like?
Don't do this. Don't. What's your Tetris 99 record?
0-0. I haven't even tried. At least I've never tasted defeat.
I've won Pac-Man 99.
That's not the same.
It's not. It's so much easier.
I could probably beat that.
I tried that. Remember last episode we were talking about the Bomberman 99?
Yeah.
I played it. Pretty decent.
I don't even think mine downloaded right.
Really?
It was just being so stupid.
Download it on your Switch is actually decent.
All right.
It was weird
on my laptop.
You played Bomberman before,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So you know how you have the small grid that, like, usually has four people on it?
Yeah.
So at the, I'll say, like, edges of the screen, there's, like,
you see other grids? Or
you can walk onto the other grids.
Oh, all right.
So it just has one grid loaded on your screen at a time.
Yeah.
But so you can technically have, like, 20 people in one grid and, like, empty grids.
Yeah.
But it's madness. So you try to stay away and be in a grid that...
You got to be aggressive.
Well, so
you take out 20 guys in one grid, you're good.
The problem is if you're on, like, an empty grid, as it goes on, obviously, like other battle royales, the stage gets smaller and smaller. So you'll see, like, an X on that grid all of a sudden. And you're like, all right, that means I have to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Or it'll just kill everyone in it. Another difference that I didn't realize, you get two lives.
Oh, that's cool.
You die so quick, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
That's
how Bomberman is anyway.
And the other thing is, unlike other Bombermans, depending on which character you pick, is which abilities you get. Because you remember, there's like the one where you can kick the bomb, or you can pick up the bomb and throw it. Depending on which character you pick, you might not be able to do the pick up the bomb. So it also gives you some strategy on like which character you select. You get, as weird as it sounds, Metal Snake as a character.
What?
Yeah, like, because it's Konami. So
yeah,
it's a bunch of Konami characters are in it.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Well, so, is there any other characters like that?
I think Raiden, or whatever the hell his name is.
Is he?
Pyramid Head is another character. There's, like, a ton of Konami characters, like...
Wow, that's funny.
But you have to unlock them, so I don't have any of them.
Is it, like, actually a full character, or is it, like, a skin on a Bomberman?
So it's a Bomberman that is...
That person.
Snake.
So you see, like, the actual face, or is it, like, just, like, the headband and
the
scruff?
No, like, the actual face. Like, let me see if I can
That's freaking funny.
But you can... Even if you didn't know it was Bomberman, you could tell it was Snake.
Yeah. That's mad funny.
And he's free, so he was one of the free characters it gave me, because I haven't bought the like the battle pass.
Yeah.
Because, like, first off, I don't want to. I don't. So you can clearly tell.
Oh, that's dope as fuck.
You can clearly tell. Yeah.
Oh, that's nuts.
Yeah, they have, like, actual characters, and the only problem I have is the battle pass is $20 like other games. I think this game needs to be a $9 like.
I was gonna
say I only
pay like $12 for the Apex.
Yeah,
pass.
Yeah, that's
it.
What
only
I'm
costs
saying.
Me 20 if I do like the, you know, plus 30 tier skip.
Yep.
And right. I get like mad shit right away. That's the only time it costs me $20 for a Bomberman Battle Pass.
That's
just
what
I'm the
saying.
Basic Battle Pass.
It's the I don't think there is any.
There
of
is
the,
no
like,
upgraded.
Yeah,
one?
It's oh, just the $20. Insane. That's what I'm saying.
Well, they gotta make their money somewhere, right?
Right,
but there's no skins to buy, is there?
No.
So
it's all through the battle pass.
Yeah. So yeah. So that's probably why.
Yep. And then like as you level up,
you're not
up,
gonna make as many microtransactions.
That's the only thing I don't remember is because actually when you level up, you get like currency from leveling up, and you can use that currency to buy.
Yeah, I mean that's how it is in Apex too, though.
Right.
Well, you don't really. Well, you get the currency from the battle pass. You get the Apex coins,
yep.
Which only lets you buy characters.
Right. Right. And that.
So that's why
buy.
It's like yeah.
Yeah.
Like.
So. I guess it is kind of annoying in the sense that, like, certain characters have different abilities instead of just being a skin.
So, like, what does Snake do?
It's all stats. It's all based on stats. So they have, like, a max out instead of,
what
like...
What stats do they have?
So,
like... throw, like...
Yeah, but it's also, like, how fast they can walk.
Okay, so speed.
The flame from the bomb, like, how far that will
are
go.
You still just throwing bombs at people and just hoping they explode? Like,
yes. Well...
Do the bombs still go, like, one goes this way, like, some
yes,
explode the
they,
whole map?
Well,
like,
they explode in the, like, yeah, you know, like, across.
Yeah, across,
as
yeah.
long as it's not being blocked by a block.
Yeah, yeah.
And depending on which character and how many of the fire upgrades you've gotten, that's how far it'll explode. There are different types of bombs, too, but I've only played a couple games, so I'm still like...
You lost a couple games.
Oh, I think the best I've done, and I screenshot it because I thought I was the man, I think 9th place.
You suck.
And it's only 64 technically, too, so it's not 100 people.
That's embarrassing.
All right, how good did you do? You couldn't even download it correctly.
that's on PC. That's PC problems. That's not my problem.
I will say, too, because I played it on the Switch, and it's all crossplay. Like, I don't
yeah.
think it just... It doesn't matter. Like,
yeah,
cause
no,
of the
that
type
doesn't
of game
seem like
it
the
is,
type of game.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's as, just like fucking just go for it.
As long
on
as you
anything.
Have good internet connection,
yeah.
I don't think it matters.
Even then, even if you don't, I think you'd be straight.
For free?
Because that doesn't seem like a game where a lag would really hurt you.
No.
And the only time it would is if you were like delayed and you got blown up and you didn't, like you couldn't
that's
move.
That's never happened.
But that, even that's like little
yep.
things. Like you, I don't think you'd be that mad about that. It's Bomberman.
If I was second place,
well,
I would
yeah,
be
that,
nice.
That's,
I will,
that's different.
I will let the rage
that's
out.
That's like Tetris 99, you're number two and you're fucking, you're just going dead hard and then your laptop just freezes and you lose. It's like, whoa.
Dude, the do you remember the Bomberman we played for the Switch when I first got the Switch? It
I
was
like
we
used to play that shit on like the Wii.
We did. Well, we played it on like Xbox. But
was
if you
Xbox?
Remember when I bought the Switch, we had that one that we beat the story to. It was like early on, like when I first
Are
got
you
the
sure
Switch.
We beat the story.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
know we beat the Tekken story together.
That was on the Wii U.
We beat the Mortal Kombat story together. I don't yeah. know if we beat a Bomberman.
Just
story.
Keep listing games we beat because it makes me feel
I mean,
better.
A lot of games we
yeah.
beat. Gears of War.
Yeah.
I mean, Call of Duty. Every Call of Duty. What was that? We played a couple co-ops.
You know what's kind of crazy? If you think about it, I just found this out kind of today from another podcast I was listening to. Halo, Call of Duty, and Battlefield are going to be the three only like first-person story games releasing this year.
Yeah,
like,
which I'm still not going to play either of them.
None of them?
Not the stories.
Isn't Call of Duty stories usually fairly good?
I gave up after the stories after like Black Ops 1.
I think Ghost.
I made.
The last
I played a little bit of 3, I think, but I didn't finish it. It was just they weren't the same anymore.
Well, they used to lock.
It's just the same thing every time. You go into a fucking town, you shoot up a couple buildings. It's like, what am I gonna? I'd rather just go shoot real people and test my skills.
You
I
have
already
no skills.
You already know you're gonna run through that story like it's nothing because you're literally just shooting people. You're shooting bots. Like they're not hard to kill. It's just
play on a real difficulty. All right,
even on the hardest.
On baby.
All right, I'm not walking around. And I'm taking one bullet and just dying. Like that's stupid.
That's real life.
That's stupid.
That's real life.
I'm not with that.
All right, let's take a short break and we'll be back with the news. All right, we're back with the news. Quick news of the week. Valorant is coming to mobile in the future. No specific date. It'll be a mobile-specific version. So no console. The biggest like PC gaming
yeah,
right now is going right
I'm
to...
I'm not even interested. I don't
what?
Care.
I want
don't,
this
I
game so bad.
I don't know.
I want this game so bad.
I don't need another Counter-Strike with, you know, a little Overwatch ability to it. Like,
I want
no,
it.
No,
I want
no,
it,
no.
man.
Dude, it's not going to be good on console. That game is meant
yeah,
for a flick and shoot.
Yes,
it's
very...
It's meant for a flick.
I was actually watching a streamer, and he was talking about it. He was like, you can't even, like, run and shoot in this game.
Yeah,
you
no,
have
it's
to
you have to stop and flick the mouse. That's it. Like, that's how Counter-Strike is. You can see people through the walls. Like, you know where everyone is. It's just a matter matter who shoots first. That's all that game is to me.
I'm down.
I'm not
man.
Interested. I don't know how that's a competitive game. I mean, it is competitive
because
it's, you know, it is who shoots first, but I'd rather show some real actual.
That's going to be the next big esport game. I promise you.
No, it definitely is. It's taken over, but I don't. I'm not into the hype on it.
That
actually might be a game I could get used to mouse and key with, though, easily.
That is because
you don't move a lot.
So that's why I saw it, because he was
saying. That's where I struggle, is moving and shooting. I'm good at just shooting straight.
Yep.
I'm great.
This is why I saw it. He was talking about this is the best game to learn how to play mouse and keyboard. So you might want to check it out.
Because that's – I'm on Apex, I can run. I can do the slides. I can do the jumps. I can do all the movement when I'm just running.
Yeah.
But when it gets to an actual battle, my fingers just freeze up.
Yeah.
And I just don't know how I'm moving anymore. It's just like – but
deer and headlights.
If I'm playing Valorant and you don't need to move when you shoot, that's where I can get used to moving and then just shooting. And then I just kind of mix it together.
Then we go pro.
Oh, yeah, of course.
See?
Easy.
Square Enix is developing an animated series for Final Fantasy IX aimed for younger audiences. No episode count or episode length currently.
Hey, I'm 12. I'm excited.
I'll tell you what. If they're making a show about Final Fantasy IX, do you think they're going to continue the story or remake it?
I think it's a long enough story that they could make that into like 3 seasons.
Right.
It's got 4 discs.
If they're willing to make a series about it, right?
Yeah.
For a game that's what? Probably 15 years?
If they continue the story, I think it would take quite a while before they actually got to the end of the story. I mean, obviously.
No, I'm talking about new game. Like, do you think they're going to use this to tie into a new game?
Oh.
Because they do sequels of, like, you know what I mean?
Are they going to do? 9-2? Like,
why not?
Nah.
Or what if they do a 9 remake?
I'd be okay with that.
Right? Would you
if they did 7, like how they did, if they did 9, like how they did 7, that'd be fucking nuts.
So
I like 9 a lot. That's a good
would
game.
You would rather have, let me, a 9 remake in the style of the 7 remake, or a full remake, but battle system is more comparable to the original than that, like, action based style?
I don't mind either play style. If it was still turn based, I'm cool with that. But if it had the Final Fantasy VII look and it was still turn based like that, I'm still cool with that. I don't need to see them do an attack motion to like after a while, you know what they're gonna do. Like,
right.
You just keep doing magic. Like, it's all the same. So I don't care if they're doing it from running around or if they're just standing there doing it. It's the same thing to me. That game, honestly though, from 7, 8, and 9, 10, I think that game has the most, you know, straightforward storyline without branching off into like 40 fucking different things. Like,
yep.
8 is super fucking confusing with like all, you know, like
I've
Squall's
it.
Past self comes to his future self to tell him like that this chick's the Empress, and then it's that one's nuts.
Whenever your
7's confusing as
explains
fuck.
Explains 8 to me, it's like a whole nother
language.
You
can't
language.
Even explain 8.
Yeah.
It's just all I know is that he fucks with this girl, Renoa, but apparently she is the present self of the future Empress that you are warning your fast self not to talk to. Like, it's just so fucked. All I know is that they fuck with each other, and it's a good love story for them too.
It's a good
and
love story.
And it has
story.
A really nice opening scene in the beginning of the game where it's just a nice, beautiful ocean, and then it leads into Cypher slashing your face off. It has a great opening. That's my favorite part of the game is
the
opening.
Animated opening.
Just watching the beach, it just swallows you into that fight of them two fighting, and that's a good fight scene for that time.
Yeah,
because them two fighting
again,
like outside.
That's before 2000, no?
Yeah, and that was like 90 something, 99.
It's crazy because that's technically a PlayStation 1 game, which so isn't Final Fantasy 7. But Final Fantasy VIII's cutscenes are how I remember Final Fantasy VII's cutscenes, even though they're not. Final Fantasy VII's cutscenes, if you go back and rewatch them now, are trash.
I feel like there's a decent one between Sephiroth and Cloud, like in Nibelheim.
No, dude, the best one is when
you see Sephiroth like in the fire, and he looks back at you. Like,
and that's it.
Like, that's a dope scene.
The only other good one is though, if you remember when Cloud's on the bike.
Yeah, yeah.
And
and he does the turn.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. When you're running
and
from those dudes.
And then obviously, spoiler: Aerith getting killed.
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
She doesn't die in this new one, so fuck it. We're about to rewrite history, dude.
Yes. We don't know yet.
We don't know what's going to happen with that.
And then Pokemon Unite, the Pokemon MOBA game, comes to the Nintendo Switch in July.
Whoa! I'll be on my Pokemon Go shit.
Come on.
Yeah.
Metacritic scores for this week. I have Ratchet & Clank Rift Apart has a meta score of 88 with a user score of 9.1. Pretty damn close.
Solid.
I think that's game of the year. I think about it. It doesn't have much to compete against, and that game looks incredible.
Every time I'm on whatever HBO Max or whatever, every time I get an ad on whatever streaming site I'm on, it's always this fucking game.
Really?
Every time.
So you hate
it? Hey, I'm going to put you in a dimension where you guys will never – whatever that dude says in the beginning.
Yeah,
well, you guys – or I can never lose. Yeah. And then he sends him into the – I see that commercial every day now. Just like Jesus Christ. So it made you. It looks good though. The graphics look good though.
Dude,
on the game.
I think technically like the first like actual PlayStation 5 exclusive requires the power of the PlayStation 5. Yeah.
The graphics did look good. I'll give it that. But I just keep seeing that damn commercial. It's like, dude.
Final Fantasy VII Remake Episode Intermission. That's the like DLC. Yuffie DLC.
Yeah, I don't give a shit about that.
Metascore of 84. User score of 7.2.
Another irrelevant person in the storyline.
Or sorry, user score 9.0. You don't like her?
Useless to the story.
Well, she just steals your mithril and dips.
That's great. It's pretty much like Riku from friggin' Final Fantasy X. Another useless fucking person.
And then last Metacritic score of the week, Guilty Gear Strive. Metascore 84, user score 7.2. This game looks dope, though.
7.2, though?
Ah, who cares?
That's user score.
Yeah,
that's the I'd be more worried about user score than Metascore.
But you've seen, this is the fighting game that just came out.
Yeah, but still. I'm still worried about that.
What kind of fighting game is it like? It's like Fighters.
Oh, okay.
It's Arc System Works.
But is it, because Fighters still follows like the Street Fighter format, is it technical like that, or is it like a free fight, like Mortal Kombat?
No. I don't know.
You still think it does quarter circle? Like, that's how you still do moves in Fighter Z. It's still like Street Fighter.
Yeah, I believe so, because it's the same company that makes them. Because,
like, there's so other, obviously, like arms. Like, is it like an arms game, or is it like a Street Fighter game?
Street Fighter.
All right.
Street Fighter for sure.
So it's going to be more of a competitive
fighter. Yes, that's why I think... And again, I think that's why the user score is so low, because those are tough games to get
into.
No,
God, yeah. Only certain people will like those type of games.
Right.
And only a certain people will get that good at those type of games.
100%.
Because they're still, like, I still haven't seen anyone on par with the Emerald Bros. Like,
yeah.
Chef's close, but he's not. Like, that's the thing. Like, he's close, but there's still such a gap.
And we think, like you just said, you've
never seen... Yeah, and they're gods, but compared, because they said that, you know, they'll go to the arcade and they'll get destroyed.
Yes.
So it's like, and it's crazy to see the think that they get destroyed.
They're our heroes.
Yeah. Exactly. That's how I feel. That's how I used to praise Chris for being the Guitar Hero God.
Yep.
And then I watched him get destroyed by Josh.
Yep.
And it was just like,
it's earth-shattering.
Everything I believed was a lie.
Yeah.
I thought he was a god. He's
not
a god.
It's like those kids who grow up and they're like, my dad could beat up your dad, and then you just see
your dad get destroyed.
Bitched out one time, and you're like, damn, my whole life has been a lie.
Literally.
So we have two news stories. One's really long. Obviously, big one, E3 review.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to do it in order by the events that were held. So it started on June 12th, Saturday. We had the Ubisoft forward. They had, and it's not the order of what happened, but these are the games. Avatar Frontiers of Pandora.
Looked dope.
Supposedly, this game is so good, right, that when they showed, because it's Disney who owns Avatar.
Yeah.
When they showed Disney their game, they signed him up immediately for a Star Wars game as well. So they like what they're doing with Avatar so much.
So they want them to...
Ubisoft is also making a Star Wars game because of that.
Who did The Last Jedi?
That is EA.
Yeah, all right. I'm cool with that. That game looks dope as fuck.
I mean, imagine...
If they do the Star Wars game, if that company does a Star Wars game, I'd be into it.
Well, think about it, because Ubisoft does, like, Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. And so that's the perfect type of style for Star Wars.
100%.
Imagine jumping off the fucking roof with a lightsaber. Going into someone.
But imagine, like, Far Cry, but as Star Wars.
As Star Wars.
So you don't even get a lightsaber, but you're, like, one of the bandits, or maybe you're a Mandalorian.
Just put it on, like, Tatooine. Yep. Do an open world on one of those planets and have some Jedi on it. It's fine.
They could make that
really good. Because that Avatar game looked dope. And I was surprised when I didn't even know that was a thing.
Me neither.
When I saw the trailer, I was like, oh, shit. The beginning, like, it was mad colorful in the forest. I was like, damn, this is giving me some Ori vibes. It was just mad dark and colorful. That one scene where it was dark and colorful, I was like, oh, shit.
You know, I was watching it, right?
But the forest graphics are good. Like, the landscape looked great. The people looked nuts.
I'm worried, though. I'm worried that was cutscene graphics compared to gameplay graphics.
There looked like there was a part where it could look like gameplay graphics, because it looked like it showed, like, the way she, like, jumped off the cliff and she shot an arrow, and it looked like it was in first person, like, actually shooting the arrow.
Right.
And then she hopped on the dragon or whatever. Yep. So that looked like it could have been gameplay, the way she jumped off the thing. Yeah. And that looked solid. I feel like it's going to have Breath of the Wild vibes. The way you're running around with the bow and arrow and shit. Like,
when it started, I was watching it with my girlfriend. I was like, is this Avatar? And because, like, think about, when did the movie come out?
2008.
Right? So, like...
That's why when I saw it, I was like, what?
Does that name even carry weight anymore? Like, I understand they're working on, like, films right now.
I think it carries weight.
Well, it's like, before Endgame, it was still the highest grossing film of all time.
Now it's number two, like, what, a billion behind it? Yeah. Or whatever, a million behind it?
I think it's actually already retaken
the first
spot.
And that's my boy, James Cameron. Also does the Titanic. So he's got two movies in the top three.
I know.
And Disney has two movies in the top three.
Yeah.
And I think Star Wars is number four. In the box office. So they got like three out of the five, maybe four out of the five movies are all Disney, though.
We got the Mario plus Rabbids Spark of Hope. This is a sequel. I'm currently playing the first one right now because the first one goes on sale for $9
I heard it
all
was
the time.
Awful.
No, it's really good.
Really?
It's
the
like,
guy I work with said he saw it on sale for like $8 and he bought it and he thought it was like the dumbest thing in the
really?
World. Yeah, that's, so, that's why I didn't even watch this trailer.
So I will say when this game starts, it is boring as shit. After
maybe that's why,
because
he said he couldn't get past like the first 30 minutes. He was so bored.
That's
like,
exactly what happened, I bet. Because after you get into an hour and you unlock like, all right, these are your abilities and these are your because it's almost like, I don't want to say it's Final Fantasy Tactics, but it's very close to it. It's XCOM. So it is basically like Final Fantasy Tactics, but your Mario characters plus the rabbits who are dressed as Mario characters, and you use guns and their abilities. They're like space-looking guns. They look nothing like real guns.
Yeah.
But like, it also has the Mario elements where if I'm Mario and Luigi, if I run Mario into Luigi, I can shoot Mario into the air, who then if I land on an enemy, it's like stomping on him, so it does damage, and then you run and then shoot them, so you can do double damage that way, then send Luigi over to slide tackle or hit him, and then shoot him, because like Luigi in the game is a sniper.
So does he do his own thing, though? So does he like attack by himself?
Yes.
So he doesn't. You don't have to control him?
No, you control all of them.
Oh,
all right. So it is like tactics in that sense where it's like the strategy game. It's... For $9, it's a steal, and it's on sale constantly for like
$9. Are you actually on like a chessboard, like, and you can only move three times, like type shit? Okay.
Yeah. Which, if you don't like that gameplay,
oh, I like tactics.
But I can see if someone else didn't like it, why they would be like, "That's the most boring."
Yeah, that's what he said. You know, I'm sure he's not used to that type of game. He was expecting more like a what's that? What's the one for the Wii where you're open world?
Oh, probably
the Super
like,
Mario Bros. Whatever that game was, that
like
the one with Bowser
World,
Fury.
Super,
yeah.
Oh yeah, Bowser Fury.
Like
that
type. That's what he thought he was getting into.
That's probably what he thought.
And it wasn't that.
Far Cry 6, this is the extended look, and we got the DLC, which focuses on the villains of the franchise, allowing you to play as the last three of them, I believe. So
I
you play
that,
as
yeah.
the one from Far Cry. Actually, I think it's the one
from
Far Cry
6.
I think it's 6, 5, and 3.
I don't think the guy from 6 was on that list.
Oh, on the DLC.
I don't think I didn't see Gus on it. I definitely seen the guy from 5.
It's the
but
dude
there was
from
three
5.
People in 5, and it only looks like
it's only
it's the
one
guy. It's the dude.
It's the church guy.
Yeah, yep. That's the only Fallout. I mean, that's
I think
the only
you're right,
Far Cry
actually,
I've played.
I think it is
think,
Far Cry
5. I think Spenny
and 4.
Played 4. So he might know one of those villains. I only know that one dude from 5.
That's why I think you're right, because I played 4 and I recognized that one.
See,
who's
I don't,
in it.
I only recognize the dude from 5. I think he's the guy with the hat. He's on the left side.
I don't even remember the picture.
No, I just remember I feel like the guy on the left had a hat.
It also includes Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon, which was like a standalone like DLC story, which is like over the top
but
crazy.
Is it for, is
love.
It a DLC story for Far Cry 3?
It is and it isn't. Like, you don't have to play the game to
play
it.
So is it a separate
deal? Yeah.
Like, you like just buy that thing and you can play it without owning a Far Cry?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And it's like, it literally has like dragons or like dinosaurs. Yeah, it's really weird. Assassin's Creed Valhalla DLC, The Siege of Paris. This will be the second year of DLC without a new title for Assassin's Creed, which I think works for the franchise.
Well, that
the franchise.
Technically is the new title.
What?
Valhalla.
Well, that's what I'm... But Valhalla came out in 2019.
Has it been 2 years?
Yeah. It came out December of 2019, I believe.
Is that cap or no cap?
No, I think so.
I think it might be December 2020.
But that would mean...
I remember Spenny got it, and that's the first thing he said was, I don't like this game. And I feel like that was only like... November 10th, 2020.
Oh,
I was like, come on, what are you talking about? I knew it was relatively fresh.
Sorry, you're right. Siege of Paris comes out in 2022, which would make it the second year.
Oh,
DLC.
Yeah,
all right.
That makes sense.
Okay.
I can see where you got that message.
Yeah.
I can see where you made a mistake.
Thank you. And
you're welcome. And that's fine. As the bigger person,
I'm
going to allow you to let that slide.
You're the
and I won't
person.
Hold that against you.
Okay.
Just like you couldn't find the resources to get this podcast working today.
It's working right
but
now.
But I'm dedicated, so I made sure that you were going to give up. You weren't going to give the people what they needed.
I would never.
And I made sure that we got it on track.
Your most anticipated title of the year, Just Dance 2022?
Let's fucking go.
This game, like...
Still kick it.
But the thing is, we make fun of it. You
just
know,
like Kids Bop.
It sells like 10 million copies.
Oh, I'm sure it does.
Kids Bop is still going?
Oh, no, I was kidding. Dude, every time I go to that arcade bar, I've only been three times, but every time I went, Just Dance was booming. That really? One fuck, every time there was two people going hard on it.
What are you doing at a kid's bar?
No, the arcade bar.
Oh,
the one in Providence.
Arcade bar. You sicko?
No, you sick bastard.
Rainbow Six Siege getting crossplay June 30th and cross progression in 2020.
2022.
Dude.
Don't even talk to me about Siege.
You don't like it, but people love it.
I don't give a shit. Extraction looks solid. I'll give it that. Yeah, I know it came out in 2015 because I got it for my birthday and it sucked.
You know what, though? You're not the
only
one.
Actually, I think
it
came out in 2016.
The everyone who played it at launch hated it. It's one of those games that got reworked, like through updates.
They ain't reworking my opinion, I'll tell you that. 2015, wow.
Next, we had Riders Republic. This has a September 2nd release date, open world extreme sports game with your friends. You could do like the downhill biking. You do like the.
I seen you could go off like a mountain or something. Yeah, like mountain dives or.
Yes, the squirrel.
Paragliders.
Yes, thank you. That's what it's called.
I didn't watch the trailer because I just read the thing that said open world extreme sports. And I seen paragliding, like mountain riding, and then like regular like sports riding, and I was like, that's all I need to hear about this. I don't need to see it. I was like, I'm sure it'll be dope. By this year, the graphics for something like that should be kind of crazy. So I seen a video, I don't know what game it was, it must be one of the new Forzas or something, but there was a it was on my Facebook. I literally thought it was a car chase. And it was the fucking video game.
Forza from the Microsoft.
Something. Yeah. But it looked so real. I was like literally six people on my Facebook were like, is this a fucking, like a real, because you see someone just get clipped.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, are we watching a real race? Like, how did this guy, no one stopped to check on this dude?
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh shit, it's a video game. It literally looked that real. And it was like in the first person, so it literally looked like someone was driving this. Like someone had a dashboard cam and was watching someone just get clipped.
They did it in the Microsoft one. We're skipping ahead of it a little bit, but they kept showing like the scenery, and you would think it's like a live footage thing, and all of a sudden the car drives by and goes into gameplay, and you're like, what the fuck? This is gameplay?
That's what I'm saying. I was like, what?
All right, and then the big game they showed during it was Rainbow Six Extraction. This releases September 16th. This was previously known as Rainbow Six Quarantine. Now, in this game, this is the coolest mechanic, I think. You have certain playable characters.
Yep.
If you fail a mission with the character, they get taken by the...
By the thing,
And you can't play as them until you go and free them.
Which is what, obviously, they did in that trailer where they went to go save the chick. Yeah.
Hence the name Extraction.
Yeah, no. It looked... Whatever that monster thing was, that was very unexpected. I wasn't expecting a fucking... like a scourge monster in the middle of it. Looked like the dude from Gears, freaking Scourge. I was like, but he popped out of the floor. Like, I was like, what the fuck?
It looks cool, though.
I thought it was just gonna be like a normal Rainbow Six, like, let's just shoot other people. I didn't know it was gonna bring in like monsters.
So,
but it did look dope as fuck.
A lot of people are upset because Rainbow Six is known as like the realistic shooter, and this is making it go crazy.
Well, that's why it threw me off guard when I see the monster. I was like, I didn't even know this was supposed to be in this game. I thought it was just gonna be a normal Rainbow Six.
But I think this is what the franchise needs.
It looked dope,
right?
I hated Siege, but I actually might like this one.
I think we'd like it better. I think Rainbow Six, the series, works better when it's co-op against like computer enemies.
But like, that's the thing I'm confused, is that monster thing, is that part, so when you go to save the character, is that part of the story though, or is that an online thing?
I think it's part of the story.
Okay, so how does the online go? Is it just going to be a normal multiplayer like how
co-op.
COD is, like, because they still have that, you know, they call it a PvE, but they still have, I think, player versus player in some aspects.
So I think Siege is going to be the one that takes the player versus player and goes with it.
And just stays that, and this one just stays PvE.
So you have your
separate
audiences.
So this is just straight co-op.
That's
how
it
seemed,
because
it said it was a strict PvE.
Yeah,
so I'm assuming a PvE just means you're going to... So does that mean they're going to try to add a Battle Royale to it?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
I think it'd be a big move if they did. That might bring Rainbow Six on the map. Because now you got to take... Think about that style of play where they, you know how they have like the wall breaches and they break through the wall. Imagine adding that to a Battle Royale. Like that style might really change Battle Royales up hard.
If they were to do like a Rainbow Six Battle Royale, I think it would be its own separate thing. Just like Siege is its own thing right now, and Extraction will be its own. And I think that would
Or
be
maybe you
place.
Add it with Extraction.
Yeah.
You give them that good co-op PvE story, because I'd rather play a co-op story than a single-player story and then just play... Because obviously I'm going to go right to the multiplayer.
Yep.
But if you and me can go do an extraction mission with three other guys and still be able to play a free-to-play Battle Royale, that would be dope.
And you tie the whole ecosystem. Just like,
and then you have Siege for just regular multiplayer.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing I feel like got fucked up with COD. No one likes that new Black Ops, and only people are playing Modern Warfare now.
Right.
So now like the multiplayer kind of fell off, and now the Battle Royale, so like Siege might fall off, and they might need something else to balance Extraction's only co-op mode.
Yeah, it's
and that'd be big for them because they're that multiplayer is a different style with the wall breaches right, and the fucking like robots that go under the fucking floor yeah, and like yeah. blow up. Like they do some crazy, more realistic shit.
I think that might
make people happy. The people that are pissed about the story being like monstery, yeah. at least give them something more realistic with that.
I mean, you're adding right crossplay to Rainbow Six Siege. That's got to be as cheap as it's ever been to play right now.
Oh god, yeah. I can't imagine that game being more than 20 bucks.
With cross progression coming in 2022. So
I can't imagine that game being more than 20 bucks.
I don't even think it's that much. I wouldn't be shocked if it's free to play right now. I don't know if it has like battle passes in it or anything added to it.
It doesn't. GameStop, $15.
I will
say Best Buy, $10.
$10. There you go. A lot of people were giving Ubisoft shit for this showing. I thought, like, if you look at it on the pen and paper, like,
I think they hit pretty solid,
right? Like,
I don't care really about the Assassin's Creed. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Just Dance, but like, Extraction looked cool. Riders Republic looks cool.
That Avatar game was out
from
of left
what you
field
said. The
me.
Mario sounds dope to me because I like that style. The yep. Avatar is unreal, and yep. Far Cry 6 already looks like it'll be good. So
right,
and I already think, like that style of games. So.
I think the problem though is we've seen Far Cry 6 so much that people kind of write that off.
Yeah, because they're just waiting for the game at this point.
Because if you remember, that was supposed to launch last year, got delayed to this year.
Yeah, no, I know. Like everything else.
Yeah, the whole world. All right, after Ubisoft was Gearbox. Gearbox was Randy Pitchford showed off some of the behind-the-scenes Borderlands movie. I don't know how that movie's going to do. Kevin Hart is in it.
I don't want any part of that.
Yeah. So they showed off Tiny Tina's Wonderland. This is a Borderlands spinoff based off of a fan-favorite DLC, Tiny Tina's Assault on Dragon Keep. They said it's going to be the same looter shooter that you expect from Borderlands, but with more fantastical elements like magic and powers, things like that. Borderlands itself is always, I think, good.
I never got into those.
I
played it a little bit at Pat's house, but that was about it. That was the only times I ever played when we were over there. I never had the game, so I never played it alone.
That's the thing. You can't play it alone.
Yeah.
You need a group of friends. People, yeah. Yes, that's what makes it so good.
It seemed like a decent game, though.
Then they showed off Tribes of Midgard. This is coming to PS4, PS5, and Steam on July 27th. This was like a colorful Viking Diablo clone with a base builder to hold off giant attacks. This game was so forgettable. So forgettable. I hate to say it. Like, some people probably were really into it, but it was so forgettable.
Yeah, I'm also.
This was a weird one. Do you remember Godfall?
I do.
The PS5 exclusive.
Yep.
In this E3 presentation, they announced it's coming to PS4 now.
So it must not be hitting well.
No. Right? And then
expansion coming August 10th.
On August 10th. So on August 10th, when the expansion comes, it'll also be available on PS4.
Yeah,
so instead of bringing it to other consoles, it must be a Sony exclusive for...
Maybe they just... Either people... Not enough people have a PS5 or not enough people like this game. See, and now they're hoping maybe some PS4 users will take it on and maybe it'll boost it up. But
I don't accept there's not enough people with a PS5 anymore because PS5 is outselling the PS4 when the PS4 originally launched.
Yeah.
Which means...
But they have less installed.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's a fucking mystery.
All right. So the next day, June 13th, Sunday, we had the Microsoft and Bethesda event. We get Starfield will be out in late 2022.
That looks
on
great.
On just PC and Xbox consoles. So this will just be a Microsoft
just for
exclusive.
You and me.
Let's go.
Just for you and me.
Because this is an Xbox podcast, forget it.
Of course. Shout out Microsoft. All day.
As before this podcast started recording, you were bitching that you couldn't get a PS5.
Well, that's exactly why we're shouting out Microsoft.
Starfield looks incredible.
That does. The graphics look insane.
It looks so good, though, to the point where I am skeptical.
Just the fucking dude that was, like, in the ship, like, typing on the fucking thing. I was like, dude, this just looks way too real.
Yeah, and... Because of Cyberpunk 2077, though, I am so skeptical of any big game coming soon.
That is, yeah. Well, I mean, hey, I had a great time with Cyberpunk for like the 8 hours I played
fun.
It. I honestly gotta hop back into it.
I've been like in and out like little bit. You know what the problem is? I in that game cannot tell if I'm ever doing a story mission or a side mission.
Or a side quest.
So I'll just spend so much time doing stuff because it tells me to. Let's see.
Still a great game though.
Oh yeah, I have fun. I've never had any like real technical
issues.
And
I've heard after a couple of the patches they've dropped, it's been great.
I waited until the patches dropped before I started playing, so I think that's why too.
Well, you had the upgraded system.
Yeah. Stalker 2 is out in April 2022 and will be a day one Game Pass game.
I don't think I've seen this.
This was like that post-apocalyptic Chernobyl. There's like some weird anomaly going on. It looked like creepy.
But what kind of like Is it like a
first person shooter?
Okay, so it's like a fucking
like a horror game almost. It looked like.
I was gonna say like what's that game?
Resident Evil.
What's the zombie game? The other one, the Last of Us, like that type of like yeah, you know, walk yeah. around, stealthy, like kind obviously of, more horror-y, but
so
like
it didn't show enough gameplay to tell like if you're gonna just go guns blazing yeah. or if like you said it's gonna be stealthy.
I just meant like that, like the way that she you know first person she walks yeah. around slow with a gun.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Like a lot of people were super excited because apparently the first one was really good. It was just buggy.
I feel like I've heard of it.
I've never heard of it.
I feel like I might have heard of Stalker 1, just Stalker. But I didn't see that trailer.
Sea of Thieves is getting a free Pirates of the Caribbean crossover content event on June 22nd.
I saw this.
Jack Sparrow was in it.
I saw it. Like, I saw the cover for the trailer, but I didn't watch the trailer.
Oh, I honestly,
I don't even know what Sea of Thieves is.
Really? It's the pirate game on the Xbox? You go around and it's your four friends on a pirate ship and you just fuck up
other
people. You just
fuck other ships up.
Other ships, and there's other real online people too.
I mean, it sounds dope.
Just
another way to get money there.
Mm-hmm.
With Jack Sparrow.
Yakuza Like a Dragon and select Bethesda titles reportedly coming to Xbox Game Pass today.
I seen that I could get that.
Contraband is a co-op smuggling game from Avalanche. They only really showed us a splash screen. They didn't
show
us.
They just showed that you had a lot of loot.
Yeah.
You just stole a lot of shit. From what I heard, it's just a co-op. You guys just steal everything.
Okay.
It sounds like a way out, but in that game you're in jail. And this one you're just stealing. So it seems like I like
the
way
description.
Out. A way out was good. Even though it's simple and you're just, you know, little things like that, though. Like that game you really do have to help out. Like the other guy has to help out.
It's co-op only too, right?
There's that's what I'm saying. Player. You can't play it single. You need someone else to play with you.
12 Minutes finally arrives this August. This is the game with Daisy Ridley is in it.
Okay.
James McAvoy.
Yep.
And William Dafoe.
Interesting.
It's supposedly the best. They describe it as Groundhog Day with murder, where you relive the same 12 minutes over and over again. And you try to stop something happening to your wife, basically.
Okay.
It's like a really artsy-fartsy kind of game.
That's
kind of
what like caused the Flashpoint. Paradox with the Flash, man.
There you go.
Trying to save his mom.
I'm
not into that.
Maybe it ties into it. We got to look at Fallout 76 next big game update and tease for the return of Pittsburgh. Not really my game.
Never played it.
I've heard people
actually play it
now. Well, it's one of those massive online games.
I feel like people used to play Fallout heavy when back on the 360 days.
Oh, because
I remember looking down my Xbox friend list and seeing Fallout.
Fallout Las Vegas.
I feel like it was 76 too, though. I feel like that was
76 came out 2019.
PS4.
Yes.
Because I feel like even on PS4, I might have seen Fallout.
Yeah.
Fallout 76. I did
well,
that game.
Fallout
I just
4 is huge,
and I know the cover of it.
Yes.
It's like that little skull.
That's.
Is that 4?
Resistance.
Is it? No. It's like a white skull.
That might be Fallout 4.
Hold up.
Let's see. What's the next one that it says? Oh, we got the pre-alpha gameplay of Battlefield 2042's massive multiplayer battles. Those are 64 versus 64 player battles.
Yeah. All right. Maybe not a skull, but like a gas mask. That's what I was thinking of.
Fallout 4. That was huge.
So 76. Yeah, I don't remember that.
76 is the online only version of the game.
See, I didn't know that. It's got bad reviews.
Oh yeah. When it launched, it was bad.
2018.
Elder Scrolls Online console enhanced is a boosted version for Xbox Series X/S and PS5 on June 15th. Gunship Somerville is a sci-fi adventure about the little things. I don't remember this one at all.
I didn't see it.
Party Animals will see some very silly beast battle on Xbox in 2022. This was one of those like ragdoll physics games, you know, where your arms are all flailing.
Oh,
you
God.
Just. It looked funny as hell though, because it's like a battle royale with your friends.
Yeah. I've never heard of it.
Psychedelic Adventure Psychonauts come in August 25th. Gets a new gameplay trailer. This is one of those games that's been in development for so long. Like I don't know who cares anymore. And I don't even know how good the first Psychonauts was. It's just like one of those old series people always talk about.
Is it really a psychedelic, though? Like,
it's such a weird, trippy, like, it's kind
of
what it is.
It should be more of a VR game, I feel like, then.
Halo Infinite will have 120 frames per second free-to-play multiplayer on Xbox Series X. Will launch with campaign this holiday. This game better come out this year.
Oh, I hope so.
They
need
this
nuts.
Game so bad. I need this game so
nuts.
Bad.
I'll give it that.
Ratchet and Clank, to me, I think is easily the game of the year. I don't think there's any competition to it. I think this is the only possible competition to it right now.
I could see if it comes out, I could see it being competition because the multiplayer looks smooth as fuck.
Oh my God!
Just everything about it, like the movement, the way he was, like just the it looked fast, it looked good.
I keep thinking about the scene where the guy jumped off the cliff, used the grappling hook to grab the sword,
yep.
and then stabbed the dude with the sword while in the air still, and it's just like, I need that. I need that so bad.
It reminds me of the Battlefield trailer with the guy jumping out the fucking helicopter, shooting a rocket at the other helicopter, and then flying back into his fucking helicopter. Like, that trailer was nuts.
Yeah.
That shit, seeing the plane lift off was fucking crazy. Fucking, you see, like, the jets, like, pfft.
I've never gotten into Battlefield, but they're getting me.
I've hated Battlefield, but I could get into this game.
Yep.
I never liked any of the other Battlefields, but I could get into this game. This might change the game here.
Hades comes to PlayStation, Xbox, and will be Game Pass day one this August.
I already beat it.
If this has cross progression, though, yeah. I'm going to zap my Switch file over and look at it run on 120 frames per second.
Well, I already seen it run at 145, so we already good out here.
Go fuck yourself. It's going to look so beautiful.
You're so behind.
Plague Tale Requiem. We'll see the Retro Rats return in 2022. I don't know this game at all. A lot of people are excited about it, but I think it's coming to like all consoles. Diablo 2 Resurrected releases September 23rd. That's the remake of the number 2. Diablo games are really, really good. I don't know if this one's Game Pass, though.
I've never been into the Diablo games.
New sad note. Slime Rancher 2.
It looked solid, though.
I have no idea what Slime Rancher 2 was. Again, it looked cute, I guess. Retro-inspired shooter Atomic Hearts gets a new trailer. I don't remember this one. Grounded Shrooman Doom update has a bigger, freakier spider. This is the basically Honey, I Shrunk the Kids game, if you remember that.
Yep.
And it's like Minecraft in the way that you build your own fort, and then you... I don't know if there's a story, and they keep saying it's like basically beta, even though you can play it, and... they release an update with content. I mean, Fortnite was in beta, 4 years before they finally took that off?
Was it?
Yeah, they called Fortnite beta forever, even though you could buy a battle pass and play it.
I don't remember them ever calling that.
Every time it loaded, it would say beta on the top right.
I feel like I might remember that.
The Ascent...
I still remember when Apex was a beta.
And now it's on season fucking like 10.
The Ascent arrives on Xbox Game Pass next month. That game looks really good.
I didn't see that.
That was the 4-player cooperative shooter, but again, it's like from the top-down view.
Yeah,
How
is it from a... What do you mean from a top-down
view? So almost like the Diablo view or Hades view.
Oh, okay. All right. Like a bird's eye.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Among Us is adding 15-player lobbies on June 15th.
Whoop-dee-doo.
Right. Age of Empires... Well, I bet that's going to be huge for streamers.
Oh, yeah. But not for me.
Age of Empires 4 is out on October 28th. Outer Worlds 2 is happening. We literally know nothing else. Outer Worlds 2's trailer came up with... this is what the trailer literally said. This is a cinematic trailer because we haven't worked on any gameplay or anything for this game.
That's when I read the little thing. It said, by the trailer, you can already tell that this game is not close to done.
Oh, God, no.
So that's why I didn't even watch the trailer. I was like, I want to see something that's close.
No, it was just a cinematic trailer of a guy stepping up and looking over the world, and the voiceover was like, we haven't started any gameplay. And it's like, Jesus. But I think they were just
nice presentation.
Right.
Nice.
Microsoft Flight Simulator comes to Xbox Series X/S on July 27th and has a Top Gun crossover. I don't understand this game. People
you literally
love
just
it.
Fly, bro.
But it's like a 1-to-1 scale. Yeah. But if you do a flight that takes 8 hours, it'll take you 8 hours. Who wants that?
People that like flying planes. I don't know.
I did see this thing where it was like a streamer supposedly attempted to be the first person to fly around the entire globe. And on like hour 22, he fell asleep. And crashed the plane.
Well, lucky that's not a game that will take you out in real life if you crash it. And
this is the game that I think you were talking about with the driver. Forza Horizon 5 looks stunning and coming to Xbox and PC November 9th. This was the racing game.
It might have been the one I see. Whatever I saw, it looked insane.
Oh my god! I don't even
like,
care about
it. Literally
about
looked like
games.
A real fucking car chase.
That's again. I don't give a shit about racing games. I never have.
I mean, I used to like Need for Speeds, just
this
playing
one,
with the guys. But
this one got me.
I never really played racing games like that, like for the story.
It's a complete open world. While you're playing, like other people's cars will jump in, and it'll all of a sudden be like, all right, you and Dill are next to each other, starting to race. And we just have to
it's
race.
It's pretty
right
much
there.
Like GTA Online, but you're just racing instead of like just driving around the town.
And there's like other mini games you can play
that go
along with it.
They probably got like freaking car volleyball.
Yes.
Fucking just whack them off the thing. Like it's like, it turns into freaking, what's that game called? Rocket League, yeah.
Sudokin's successor, Aiden Chronicle, coming in 2023 with an action RPG spinoff set for next year.
2023.
I know, right? I think that's like the...
Don't even mention it. Don't even mention it.
Well, it was a Kickstarter game, so I think it's just...
Don't make excuses.
Yeah, it's...
I don't even want... If I hear the word 2023, I'll be disappointed already.
And then there... One last final thing was Redfall is Arkane's wild take on vampires, and this is coming summer 2022.
That looked good.
That's a... It looks like a four-player co-op shooter.
I can't tell if you're a vampire at the same time, though.
I think you just have, like, magical...
I was going to say, it looked like they had some type of abilities, but, like, the vampires look, like, more sick than you did.
Right.
But, like, you guys both look like you guys could do different abilities.
Right.
So I wasn't sure if you were supposed to be a vampire at the same time.
Well, one guy looked
he
didn't have abilities, but he was using machines, but another guy clearly had abilities.
But when that vampire, like, pulled up out of the shadows, like, he looked savage. Like, he just pulled right up. That main dude that attacked them.
And that,
like,
chick with the afro, she was nuts. She was an absolute beast.
Yeah.
She was, like, summoning that, like, phone booth that she was flying up with. I have no idea what was going on.
The game looked sick.
Again, it was only a cinematic trailer, but if that is what... If it's like a full representation of what the game's going to be, that's awesome.
I was into that heavy. I've been waiting for a cool vampire game. I was waiting for that freaking...
Masquerade 2.
Masquerade. Never... I still haven't heard shit. Fucking Deathloop. Nothing.
I think Masquerade came out.
When's Deathloop coming out?
Dude, we have no idea. We have no
that
idea.
That game was supposed to drop like a year and a half ago.
You know how many times they show that as Sony State of Play? Like 9 times now.
Like, just drop the game. I wanted to play. It's fucking ridiculous.
All right, so after the Microsoft one, fuck your life if you had to present the same day of Microsoft, because Microsoft had a banger of an event. We get Square Enix. People shitted on Square Enix presentation. They hated it. So it started off with Guardians of the Galaxy.
Looked dope to me.
It looked dope, but the problem is they showed it for 25 minutes.
Yeah, that sucks.
So you had to drag through that 25 minutes.
Yeah.
But you're right. It looks good.
The game looks good. It's coming to Switch, right?
It's coming to Switch as a cloud version.
Yeah, but still.
Right.
I think that game would be cool on Switch. That'd be something cool to play mobile.
What do you think about the idea that you only play as Star-Lord?
I'm cool with that.
Right? And then you use your teammates as abilities?
Yeah, it doesn't bother me.
Right? And I think it works better because it's a single player only.
Yeah. I feel like it would make more sense to just use one guy.
I'm throwing it out now. The ending is going to tie into the Avengers game, and they're going to come to Avengers as playable characters.
God. I could see it.
And they're going to start the video game cinematic universe.
I could see it. Anything to revive that fucking piece of shit.
Well, they tried to in this presentation because they showed us their Marvel's Avengers upcoming content, which is the Wakanda Forever expansion. You play as Black Panther.
Yep.
Black Panther looked awesome.
Of course.
I just don't know if it's enough to get people back.
Well, the only reason why I feel like it might is because of the passing of Chadwick Boseman.
I think
people might do it out of respect.
I think, honestly, if there wasn't, like, I bet there was some agreement that they have to basically support this game to a certain date.
Yeah.
I bet if there was no agreement, this would have been cut would have been abandoned.
I hope they wouldn't continue to have hope on this game.
This was the biggest tease. The Final Fantasy Pixel Remaster. Did you hear about this?
No.
So Final Fantasy 1-6 getting better pixel graphics. And it's coming to Steam and mobile only.
What is it? Would you say Final Fantasy 1?
1-6.
Which is all the shitty graphic games, too.
But they're redoing the pixels.
No, that's interesting.
And, like, games that people have wanted back for so long.
I liked 1. I liked 2 up until a certain point where I didn't know where to go, and I was just way too strong.
6
and
is always considered, like, possibly
six is,
one of the
six
best.
6 is good. I did like 6, but even that one, I got stuck in. Tyler got pretty far in that, and I couldn't get far. But it
dude,
was
people argue
6 was a good
the
game.
Best one in the entire
4.
Franchise.
I hated 4.
I don't
think I played 3, and I hated 4 and 5. 5 is mad hard, and I just didn't like the way the story, because you're like 4 different people in the first, like you split into 4 different people's stories, and it's just mad fucking stupid.
Yeah,
like they all meet back up at one point in the end, and then you have to fight like Ezdeath, which I heard is like a crazy fucking fight, Xdeath, and I was just like, I never got into 4 or 5. But I like 6 and 1, and 2 is solid.
When you have time, go on YouTube and look up reactions to this, because when they announced it, they didn't say Steam and mobile.
Yeah.
So everyone's freaking out, thinking they're finally getting the ports. And then all of a sudden, it throws in Steam/mobile.
So that means Dill can get it on Steam.
Oh, you're not going to want to play that.
I might.
They showed Legend of Mana again. This is the remake of that game. I think it's a PS1 only game before. So, and that comes out June 24th. This year for PS4, Switch, and PC. We've known this was coming, so it was just kind of like vaguely shown.
Yeah.
We get Babylonian's Fall. This is the Square Enix. We'll soon have another live service game in its portfolio with Babylonian's Fall. the high fantasy hack and slash dungeon crawler from Platinum Games. So same company that makes Devil May Cry,
dope.
Bayonetta.
I love that style.
And it's a four-player live service.
That's one of the guy with the, like, the four knights on the cover, right?
Yes,
yeah, that one looks savage.
It's funny because you like it a lot, like, but the internet hates
it. I just think it looks cool.
I think it looks cool too.
I'm with it, and I like that style of play.
And I think
Devil May Cry
are judging it just for the fact that it's live service. Like, they're like, oh, I don't want a live service.
Yeah, I mean, suck it.
Right, you're gonna get the game you get.
You can complain about everything.
And then we got Stranger of Paradise: Final Fantasy Origin. Now this was a shit show at first. This is the developed by Team Ninja. It's a hack and slash. It has something to do with Final Fantasy 1. I'm not too sure because every time I read about it, it confuses me more.
Yeah.
It is a, again, like you said, the same style combat you like.
Yeah.
They released a PS5 only demo. It was rumored to be only PS5. It looks like it's coming to all consoles. It's just the demo is PS5 only.
Yeah.
When it first released, you couldn't download it. And it was a timed demo, so no one got to play it. I think they just finally fixed it and was like, screw it, just play it as long as you want.
Yeah.
So now you can just play it. And now that you can play it, even though the internet already shit on it, turns out people actually like it. You know, just like everything in the world.
Well, everyone likes to shit on something too early.
Yep.
Until they actually play it, and they're like, oh, this is pretty dope.
They're like, all right, you know what? Pretty damn good.
Take that back.
But for a Square Enix E3 event, people were pretty disappointed. Again, I think like it's a decent lineup when you start to think about it.
I feel like we already talked about like what else were they going to bring? I feel like we already talked about people not getting too excited about what Square
Enix
brings.
Maybe you show off Final Fantasy 16 a little bit more.
Yeah, they didn't give you much for that.
Maybe you show up Final Fantasy 7 Remake Part 2.
That would be nice.
I mean,
I was cool with the Babylonian and the freaking Guardians of the Galaxy game.
Yep.
I'm cool with those two.
I think people are going to like Guardians of the Galaxy a lot more than they think.
Than they
I think
give
it's
it
just
for.
The fact that you had to watch it for 25 minutes soured you.
Yeah. I mean, I watched a little trailer like on Friday on YouTube, and I thought, I was like, oh, I think Spenny showed it to me, and I was like, this shit looks dope.
The reason why it was 25 minutes is because they showed you like real combat, and they went in, and they kind of explained how things work. It's also like they showed a scene where you had to cross something, and you were talking to Drax and Rocket Raccoon, and you were like, all right, we can go this way. And Drax goes, well, I can throw Rocket across the river, and he can – and the guy selected, okay, throw Rocket. So he picked up Rocket and threw him over.
Yeah.
So Rocket's obviously pissed, does it? And then later on in the game, because you tell Rocket to do something, you chose that choice, Rocket refuses. So it has –
So that's
like,
cool.
Yeah,
yeah, it has like a little
the
consequence
stories.
For what you do, yeah. That's interesting.
It's like deeper.
That's dope, yeah. I feel like that just makes the story more interactive.
Yep, exactly.
Which brings people in.
And then maybe you replay it again to see what the
do a different route, yeah.
Yep.
That's true.
Then we got the Warner Bros. Game Show. I didn't see this live. I didn't even know it was happening. Supposedly, they just showed off Back for Blood, which is the Left 4 Dead, like... Yep. Pseudo,
which I don't even think they have to show that much.
Right,
for.
I think we get
if
it.
If we
right?
know Left 4 Dead, if it's the same as the other ones, we know how this. We already know what to expect, and I'm still with it, regardless of what it looks like.
Now I didn't know this until I was doing research. Back 4 Blood is coming to Game Pass day one.
That's great, good for me. Unless it's only Game Pass Xbox.
That's what I
that might anything. Hurt me, but we'll see how that goes.
All right, so then it's the next day, June 14th on Monday. We have Capcom to start off the day. Oh, it's the only event of the day. This is the worst showcase, I think, by far. So this is what they gave us. They showed us Monster Hunter Stories 2, Wings of Ruin. That game comes out next month. We have seen this game like 10 times by now. It's not a secret. We already know about it. We've seen it in so many different events. And I think anyone who's going to play it already knows they're going to buy it, so we don't need to see it again.
Yeah.
We get Monster Hunter Rise July/June update, which is the crossover event, which just means you can get costumes from Monster Hunter Stories 2.
Yeah.
So you didn't even need to show
important.
This.
Yep.
And I'm a huge Monster Hunter Rise
fan.
Yeah,
but like
even
that's like
this
a
is
waste
dumb.
Of... Yeah. That's
no
waste.
New monsters, no nothing.
Just the crossover skins.
The Great Ace Attorney Chronicles gets a new trailer. That is a Great Ace Attorney like... collection, but it's like a prequel to the original, the full series. I've never played the Great Ace games. The people who play them love them, and that's it. It's a very niche game.
I've never heard of it.
That's the lawyer guy. If you've ever seen it, Ace Wright Attorney, where he's like objection. If you ever seen the meme,
I don't think so.
And then they said because of the success of Resident Evil 8, there'll be more story DLC on the way.
Okay.
But that was their whole event.
Just a complete waste of time.
Right? Like, what was, like, the new announcement? What was anything that was supposed to get anyone excited? You had the day to yourself, it looks like.
They had the whole day to botch it.
All right, last day of E3, June 15th, Tuesday, we have Nintendo with the Nintendo E3, Nintendo Direct. So it starts off Smash Ultimate. We get Kazuya Mishima from Tekken will be joining the ever-growing roster. There will be a presentation on the 28th of June to show him off, like, his actual moves that Sakurai presents.
Gameplay.
I wonder how they picked the Tekken rep, because he's not the main character. It's boy Jin.
Yeah, Jin. Yeah.
But he
is important to the story.
Yes, because
I feel
the main villain.
I was gonna say at the end of number.
I believe him and Jin are actually brothers.
They might be, but I know. I just know because I watched this clip on Facebook. I know at the end of six, it's either six or seven when he fights Akuma.
Yep.
Like they know each other too. Like because Akuma asked him like how he knew his mom, and he was like, "Just know that your mom saved me."
Akuma
like
is in Tekken.
Yeah, he's from Tekken.
Oh, okay, but
well, he's only in like Tekken 7 or something like that.
Okay,
and he's part of the story though for some reason.
Really?
Yeah, like he pulls up to Kazuya at the end and he's like, "Why'd you kill my mom?" or something like that. And he's like, "You don't need to know." And then you fight him. So I was like, "But he's a dope character."
I was about to say, "What do you think about him?"
I feel like I would have liked Jin better, or Devil Jin, because then they could have did that Jin Devil Jin.
This guy becomes a devil too.
Oh, does? Yeah, he does have that form. All right, so he can go into devil form.
Yeah, and it shows him go devil.
So that's fine, but I still like Jin, but Jin's just cooler to me.
I only like this pick better because it's a villain, so it adds another villain to the roster.
That's true. I know. I was going to say, I feel like they got a good amount of villains, but maybe they don't.
Well, if you think about it, you have Bowser,
Ganondorf.
Ganondorf, King K. Rool.
King K. Rool.
Sephiroth was added.
Yep, Sephiroth.
Now him. I'm trying to think of actual villain. Like, Dark Samus is a villain, technically. Oh, well, I mean, absolutely, but it's really an Echo Fighter.
Would you consider Dark Pit or no?
I don't know if Dark Pit's a villain.
I don't know if he's just Dark Fitted or if he's Dark. Because,
again, they don't make Kid Icarus that easy to play.
Yeah.
Now we're getting Wolf from Star Fox.
Yep. I'm trying to think of some other.
Right? We're already, Wario's technically a villain.
Yeah.
But now we're already getting, who else is a villain?
Technicals.
Yeah, I don't know. That's why I'm saying, I like the pick as a
That's a good
villain.
Ad. That's a good ad.
The Life is Strange True Colors, Life is Strange True Color will be releasing on Nintendo Switch September 10th, a completely remastered collection of the first two games. That was leaked a long time ago when Best Buy accidentally brought out the ratings for it or something. Super Monkey Ball Mania, which is a remaster of the first three Super Monkey Ball games, is coming to the Nintendo Switch. That's another series that I just know about because it's popular.
I've never played it, but I heard it's really fun.
Really? You think so?
That's what I heard.
I feel like it's just marbles.
I heard it was fun.
I can see it being super simple to the point people love it. Yeah. The pick up and play kind of game.
I mean, I feel like back on Xbox, I used to play those stupid little games like Peggle. Yep. One where the ball just goes and you gotta move the screen. Even though they were boring
exactly
as fuck,
what that
but
game
like
is.
They were fun at the same time. Because they just piss you off. You just want to do better every
time.
And
it's like a mindless game.
Yeah, it is. That's what I'm saying. I feel like I downloaded it on my phone after.
Mario Party Superstars, October 29th, 2021. This is a collection of past maps and minigames. Mario Party Superstars hopes to pay tribute to old-school Mario Party games. It's going to feature 5 boards from the original Nintendo 64 games.
This is what I heard.
And 100 minigames. Over 100
this
minigames.
This is what I heard.
With full online.
This is what I heard.
And
exciting news.
This one's different, too, because the current one uses motion controls and all that. This is all button controls.
Yeah.
So I think they did this so people who have a Switch Lite will want to buy it, and then
this is it.
This is what I've wanted forever.
All the older Mario parties have the best minigame.
100, and they have the better boards.
Of course, fucking I love when we play. When we have the choice between 5, 6, 7, or 8, we always pick 5 or 6 because they have the best games. The newer ones just got worse and worse.
Worse as the numbers got on, it gets worse
and
worse.
I haven't even played that one for the Switch, but
the one for the Switch, I will say, is decent.
But,
actually decent.
But they're just the games is never.
Even if the graphics were shittier in 5, the games were just funner to play. They were harder. They were better. And the different style boards was way funner. You got the Chain Chomp board. You got the regular star boards. Yeah. And they had different ones.
The biggest gripe with the current one I have is the boards are too small.
Yeah. I like this big spread out one.
4 boards in the entire game.
That sucks. Most of the other ones had at least 6.
Right.
5 or 6.
This one has 5. I still feel like
that's low. Yeah, 5's I feel like one of them has I feel like if anything the only I haven't seen more than 6, I don't think.
Yeah.
Which, and 6 is still a good amount.
I feel like it's got to get to the point, though, where they have to start doing DLC for Mario Party.
Yeah, they should have already been adding all the extra points and just make them, you know, nicer looking.
Yep.
And just, I feel like that'd help out a shit ton until they can figure out some new boards. Like, just bring some of the old boards back and just 100%. Stall time. And 100%. Everyone loves the old shit.
Everyone wants the old one.
I still play those old maps, and they're still fun.
Now, this was my favorite announcement of it, Metroid Dread.
I didn't hear that.
This comes out October 8th this year. Metroid Dread is the first brand new 2D Metroid game in over 19 years. It's going to be a direct sequel to Metroid Fusion from the Game Boy Advance.
Yeah.
It's technically considered Metroid 5.
God. Those Metroid games. How many games are there?
Technically, there's Metroid for the NES.
Yeah.
Then there's Super Metroid for the SNES.
I had that one.
There's, I believe it's Metroid.
Isn't there like a Metroid Prime or something?
Well, that's a different series, technically. Okay. So, because there's the 2D series, which is the, like, Metroid Fusion, Super Metroid, Metroid Other M. And then there's this one now coming out, Metroid Dread. So this is a 2D scroller like Ori.
Yeah.
And then there's Metroid Prime, which I believe is technically a prequel series to the original Metroid series. Like, I believe that's because I've never played
Prime.
It's
like the only one I've heard of is Prime.
Prime is the, like,
but I did have the one for the SNES.
That one's so good.
I definitely had it.
Because technically you get it for free on your Switch because you get the SNES. I say try it out.
Try it, yeah.
It actually holds up today. Like, it's one of those games that you can play today and it wouldn't feel like you're playing a 20-year-old game.
Yeah. I'm sure you know I'm sure you know you're playing a 20-year-old game, though.
No, dude, it's that good. It's not like when you have to go to, like, a menu and you're like, fuck, this is so old. WarioWare Get It Together, September 10th, 2021. I've never gotten the WarioWare games. People love them. Do you even know what they are?
Nope.
They're, like, all, like, 3-second mini games that you have to, like, finish and complete. If you remember the WarioWare maps in Smash Bros., you know how it'll randomly be like, here's a foot, and it looks like it's going to stomp?
Yeah.
And you have to get out of the way?
Yep.
That's, like, considered a mini game, so that's, like, what the full game is.
Oh, my God.
Little things like... But people love it. Then we get Advance Wars 1 plus 2 Reboot Camp. Have you ever heard of Advance Wars?
Nope.
God, Advance Wars is hot. That was another Game Boy Advance game. It's similar to... Tactics, but it's really like a real-time strategy where you get, like, each round you get money and then you spend it on either, like, soldiers, tanks, all that, and you move them around your board and you try to take over the other person's country.
Yeah.
And that's, like, the full gameplay. It's so good, dude.
I don't know.
If you saw it, I think you'd be into it.
You don't know what I'm into.
But this is the only thing I'm not... It's a remake of 1 and 2, which were both Game Boy Advance games. $60. Yeah. I feel like this is a $40 game.
$30?
Yeah. I don't know. Because I really haven't seen enough to make this kind of judgment. But I feel like it's a $40 game, man.
I think you're qualified to make that judgment.
Well, I got to see more.
I trust you with my life.
If they do, like, voice acting and other things, I can see where maybe more money went to, but...
We'll call it 30 for now.
Yeah.
$30 top.
Then we get Shin Megami Tensei 5. This releases November 12th, 2021. We got, like, the full gameplay trailer. This actually looked better than I thought it was. I'm playing 3 right now, but it's the HD remake, and it basically all they did was throw a fresh coat of paint on it. Because
yeah.
When you're playing it, you can tell you're playing a PS2 game.
Yeah, of course.
It's one of those games you're like, this is so old.
Still great, though.
It's decent. It's not great. It's so decent. It's so...
What if they didn't slap the coat of paint on it?
Oh, it'd be horrible. It is such a middle pack RPG.
But it's not how you felt when you played Final Fantasy VII, the original.
That was so bad.
You hated that.
That was so bad.
Every day, I can't stop playing this game until I beat it, but I hate it.
Right, because I didn't want to hear you guys talk all that shit that I never beat it.
Well, now you got to be 8, 9, 10, and we'll be good.
I'm never beating 8. I think 8 is one of the worst games I've ever played.
Oh, don't be a Tyler that, like, I played, like, 20 minutes of the story. I hate this game. Tyler probably didn't even get past the first disc. I don't want to hear that crap. I made it all the way, and I killed it.
Your brother just beat 8.
Oh, you know, well, it took him freaking 13 years to beat that the final boss. Because she is a bitch. I'll give it that. That's the hardest final boss in any of the 7, 8, 9, 10. I'll give it to you right there. But
I never want to play 8 in my life.
She is definitely the hardest boss of 7, 8, 9, 10, no doubt.
No, that, no I'm never doubt. Playing that game ever
She's
again.
She's the only one that can kill you in one shot.
That's the worst battle system ever, too.
The draw shit? That's yeah. just crazy, bro. It's, but the only thing I like about it is you never have to... Like, you technically do have to draw magic for your stats, yep. but you never have to... Like, if you don't have magic, you can always use it. Because if you draw, you can use instead of
yeah.
take.
Yeah.
So, like, even if some... If that bad guy's got, you know, a fire gun, you can just use it.
Well, your brother was like, oh, you have to sit there and take for, like, an hour.
Bro,
like, I'm not doing that.
You take, like, nine... You take nine, like, every time you take. No. If the guy... If when I'm fighting... I'll do it right in the beginning. First fight, I did it for D in 5 seconds, especially now with those little fast modes that they got. Yeah. Bro, I went up to one dude. I just draw. Like, I did it like 30 times in 5 seconds because you have the fast mode. I already had 100. I was already done. It took one fight. I took one fight against a soldier, and I had everything I needed to draw. All my stats were up, bang. I was like, this is too easy.
Yeah, see?
With the fast mode, they make the game too easy.
This game sucks. You're just telling me this game sucks.
I didn't mind that battle system.
All right, then they end it by showing us...
Breath of the Wild?
Well, first they show a Skyward Sword, because Skyward Sword comes out next month.
Yep.
The HD remake, whatever.
Is that the one where the four links?
No.
All right, is that four swords, right?
That's four swords. Skyward Sword is on the Legend of Zelda timeline the start of the whole thing. It shows you the creation of the Master Sword.
Yep.
It shows you the creation of like Link himself with Zelda. So it is the first in the timeline. It was on the Wii.
Yeah, I remember it. I just didn't know if that was the one where the four dudes are on.
No, that's the four swords.
It just reminded me because I was watching the death battle between Link and
Cloud.
Cloud, and he
Link
does the
wins.
Four sword shit. That
does
shit
he?
Was. You didn't see it?
No.
Dude, it was crazy. Like, he went up to go hit him, and then you just see the four like Links pop up, and they all just hit at the same time. I was like, wow, they animated
yes.
it crazy. No, I think Cloud destroyed him.
Don't say this. Don't be an idiot.
I think Cloud destroyed him.
So then, yes, they showed us the minute and a half Breath of the Wild 2 trailer.
Great
What'd
trailer.
You think? You notice Link's hand gets like cut off, right?
Does it get cut off? I seen it like get wrapped up in like the red.
So it like at one point gets grabbed by the clam.
Yeah, by the clam.
And then
yeah.
he like loses it or
something. He
probably
like cuts it off.
I think. And then whatever that other hand is.
Yeah.
So if you watch the trailer.
He's got the freaking. He's got like a Luke Skywalker hand.
Yeah. It's like Princess Mononoke when he gets like that disease on his arm and
yeah.
he has like all the blacks.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So. If you watch the trailer, you know how you used to use the rune to do your, like, spells?
Yeah.
He's using just his arm.
So you think, like, something happened to his hand in this game, and that's
yes.
why he ends up going to the runes?
I don't know. It's
isn't
so
this is supposed to be before.
No, this is after. So they said it. This,
I thought
this,
it was a prequel.
No. The Age of Calamity, that, like,
that was
a prequel.
That was the prequel.
They
All
said
right.
this game...
This is this is a continuation.
Continuation. This is... They said this takes place 2 years after the events of the
first Breath of the Wild 1. So why is the Calamity back?
So in the first trailer they showed us, Link and Zelda are... It looks like they're in the basement of Hyrule.
Yeah.
And are, like, looking around. And they find this, like... It's a body that has, like, basically the Calamity coming out of it.
Yeah.
And then Link goes to touch it, and that's
yeah,
the end of the first trailer.
Yeah.
Now, this one shows his
arm, yeah, his arm get
grand,
wrapped up.
Yep. So not only that... When you see, like, the other Link with the black hand, if you notice, they don't show his face. So people are theorizing
yeah.
that it's going to be time travel. So you're going to play as current day Link and then either future Link or, like, past Link.
I don't think it'd be past Link.
Well, that's what I don't know because, like, maybe you're finding out where the Calamity started.
But wouldn't you have figured that out in Age of Calamity?
No,
or didn't go back that far?
In Age of Calamity, it's about finding out how Link becomes the...
Yeah.
So the Calamity is already there.
It's already
there.
So you still don't know how it starts.
Right. And technically, if you think about it, Ganon has never really been in the Breath of the Wild.
Yeah.
Because you don't see his human form ever.
No, you don't, yeah.
So you might find out the origins of this.
Of how he became the Calamity?
It's getting wilder and wilder,
yeah, that's,
right?
That's interesting.
At one point of the trailer... If you play it, the music is backwards.
Yeah.
If you play that part of the trailer backwards, that's the correct way. So that's why people are also theorizing it's time travel.
I mean, they could go wild with this. If
yeah. And then it showed... So one of the new abilities it showed is the Bokoblin shot a spike ball down the hill at you. And instead of, like, you know, you'd use stasis.
Yeah.
And then you'd hit it and it would... Instead,
yeah.
Link rewind time and it went back up the hill and hit them. So
how did he rewind Tyler? Just with his head?
With his hand.
So he's got straight magic at this point.
Yes.
Like, damn, I wonder what happens to him when he goes to use all this stasis
right?
shit.
Right? Well, because if you think about it, at the end of Breath of the Wild, technically you're supposed to be the strongest you've ever been.
Yeah.
And you have the
do you have your memories back, though?
Yes.
You do have
well,
them.
if you collect all your memories,
yeah,
you get the true ending.
You get the true ending,
and
yeah.
he does have his memories.
So he remembers all the champions and stuff?
And he's basically the god.
Are they, they're all dead, though,
they're
right?
They're all dead.
Yeah, they're all dead. All right. So he's just a savage.
Yes.
Everyone's dead except him and Zelda.
And he has all their powers.
And he's got his shorty.
So in the beginning of this trailer, it shows Zelda gets sucked into a hole. And she, I think, has the tablet. And I think that's why you technically lose your
powers. What's with all these damsels in distress? Peach, Daisy, freaking Zelda. She fell down a hole. Now Link's got to go out of his way to freaking save her again. They just never it's Father's Day. It was Father's Day, I'm saying. They're not going to let my boy chill.
No, never.
It's always a mission.
Never.
Freaking Mario never gets a day off.
No.
Luigi never gets a day off.
No.
It's always about them.
It's always.
Damsel in distress.
It's such like a typical like stereotype, though. You know what I mean?
Maybe switch it up this time. Maybe Link gets captured. Well, and Zelda's got to go bust his dish. She's supposed to be jacked.
Again, they never
She's
show his
She's supposed to
face.
Be jacked.
They never show
Why
his
can't
face.
She go save him?
In Age of Calamity, she fights. And she's a badass.
She helps you a little bit. Oh, and I was thinking about that. Yeah. All right, so she fights in that. That's what I'm saying. So why can't we get a story where she's the main character for half the fucking thing?
I mean, technically, Link is a reincarnation every time. I am so shocked they haven't made a female Link
Maybe
yet.
She watched Link's. Maybe she watches Link die, and she has to rewind time to save him. And it's you trying to save Link.
Dude, it's possible.
She watches him die in the beginning to the Calamity, and then she has to go back and save him. And then she meets past Link, and she tells past Link, yo, you're going to get swallowed up by this Calamity once you beat Calamity.
A lot of people also are theorizing that he gets corrupted and
That'd be
he
savage.
Is Ganon the whole time.
I'm thinking like half Dark Link, half cool Link.
Yeah.
Like he's fighting his conscience. I don't want him to be completely Ganon. That'd be kind of stupid. I think he should fight for power internally.
Now they said release date of 2022.
Okay, that's
Does
expected.
It come out next year, do you think?
I don't want to say it's not. Because I feel like that's it's still a good amount of time until next year, but I don't want to be too confident.
I think it's late next year.
Oh, definitely holiday 2022.
Yes, that's what I think.
Definitely holiday. That's like when they said, don't worry, Mandalorian's coming back out in 2022, but they didn't tell you it was December of 2022.
Yeah,
so pretty much 2023. So thanks.
If you think about it, Breath of the Wild released 2017.
In what month, though? November or something
March.
Like that? March. All right, so that's...
They did do the DLC, don't forget, though. They had the DLC story, remember?
I know, but now I'm thinking, like... Is it going to come out holiday 2022 or is it going to come out spring of 2023?
That's what I'm
thinking,
yes. Do you think it... The other thing is...
I'm hoping by that time, like this whole COVID stuff, delaying stuff will be not a thing anymore.
It's got to catch up eventually,
Yeah,
right?
So I'm hoping like maybe by next year, like by the beginning of 2022, they're like, all right, now we can really start just like pushing games out and we don't need to delay it till 2023. So we'll remain hopeful.
Optimistic.
2022 is going to be a great year. Shout out Microsoft.
If you think
shout
about
out Nintendo.
2022 for Nintendo has... The Pokemon Legends Arceus, which is the open world Pokemon game.
Yep.
Splatoon 3.
Yep. Crazy.
Breath of the Wild 2. Like, those are three crazy.
We already talked about this a couple of weeks ago. Well, probably like a month
ago
now.
One of them has to get punted.
Nintendo's going to be booming next year when all these games drop.
Yeah.
Because that Pokemon game is going to light off.
Don't forget, we have the Sinnoh remakes this year.
Yep.
That's going to be crazy regardless.
I think Arceus right there is just going to be crazy. That open world
in January. That comes out in January.
I know. It's going to be. And we're going to get. What's the friggin'. What's that? What's the new one we're getting? Like the new diamond or whatever? The new pearl?
Oh, yeah.
Shiny diamond or whatever.
Yeah,
like those
pearl.
Will be those will hold you off until Arceus comes out, and then that'll be solid.
Right, because they're like November, I think.
Yeah, I think they're 2 months before, so that'll be solid. And I'm interested for those. And then what, Mario Golf, you said, comes out this week or something?
Comes out Friday.
So that's...
And then No More Heroes is August.
As of right now, Nintendo's got my attention more than Sony does because,
dude,
I don't have a PS5.
I was going to say, don't sleep on Sony. Sony has hits coming.
Don't say that.
Don't
sleep
on Sony.
Microsoft. Shout out Microsoft. Shout out Bethesda. Shout them all out.
No, dude, don't sleep on Sony.
Whose side are you on?
100. My fault.
What do you have right there? Is that a PS5?
Yes.
So why are you saying shout out? Why are you saying shout out, Sony? You got an Xbox.
My fault.
Pick your team, bro.
We did not see a Switch Pro. People still think the Switch Pro is coming this year. Do you think it's coming this year?
Absolutely fucking not.
Well, everyone theorized Switch Pro was dropping with a new
game. I was thinking holiday 2021, but if they didn't show it at all. Well, but we talked about that.
Yep.
We talked about if they would show it.
I don't think they would.
And they didn't, obviously.
Right.
So...
I still think it could come out this year and release without a new game. I don't think it needs to release with a new game. I think regardless, it's just going to sell out.
Yeah, of course it will.
And then imagine you get it and it's like, oh, all these games run better. So now you have all right, let me go back and replay Breath of the Wild 1, especially with Breath of the Wild 2 coming out. Oh, and
that's
now it runs.
That's if all the old ones upgrade, though.
That's what I don't know.
I'm sure people would go back and...
Because even that Pokemon Legends Arceus, that looked like shit in the trailer when it was running.
Yeah.
Like, it was choppy. That looked like it needed a pro.
Yeah.
And maybe they want it out before that one.
Even if they were going to show something for the Switch Pro, like, what do you show? If you don't have a physical, you know, actual console in your hand, what do you show?
If you have it
in your hand, do you want to show it?
So,
like, it's hard to just show, like, previews of a console Like, you kind of have to show the whole thing or nothing.
Right.
You can't just kind of show, like, oh, this is what the home screen looks like. We got a digital version of what the, you know, your home screen is going to look like. Like, you can't really do that. I feel like unless you have the physical version, you won't be able to do it. Oh, yeah. Hey, here's iOS 15, buddy. It's the same phone, but we're going to give you a new iOS. Thanks.
I will say, supposedly, because of the manufacturers, it's going into manufacturing soon, the new Switch Pro. Supposedly, right?
Supposedly, of course.
If that's true, they've all said it, they're going to have to show it off soon, because if not, it will leak. Because someone in the factory is going to take a photo.
Even if it's not someone in the factory, someone will find a way to leak it.
Yep.
They always do.
Yep.
These hackers find everything.
The Switch Lite actually leaked 3 months before it came out.
I'm sure it did.
And everyone said it was fake. Because
Well, that's how it goes when something leaks, though. You spend 6 months deciding if it was fake, and then when it comes out, you're like, I was right! And then no one believes you anymore. You're like, oh, you never said that. It's like, yeah, I did.
Now, there were a couple other rumors that were supposed to happen that didn't happen. It's the XCOM studio FryX is working on a new turn-based strategy game starring Marvel heroes. That wasn't shown here, if it's true.
Interesting.
That actually sounds like it could work, though.
It sounds like it.
Imagine Final Fantasy Tactics, but...
With Marvel dudes?
That would work, I think.
I'd be into it.
100%.
But it's like, now you got to think, like, when you're playing Tactics and you're walking around as a squire and you got a sword, you can only attack someone who's a square away from you. Well, what do you do with someone like Iron Man who shoots a fucking laser? Is it going to go 3 moves over?
Yes.
Like, that's kind of... That's where it gets interesting.
That's where...
Do you make them all hand-to-hand one-shots? Because... Even the only person that could do that type of move was an archer in that game. Yep. Obviously, maybe a mage could get maybe a block in front of him.
You're gonna have like certain.
Well, that's what they're gonna have to make like Iron Man's gonna be like an archer type guy. Yes, yep. Like you're gonna have to. They're gonna have to base everyone off into a category.
Well, because like Hawkeye's easily gonna be
obviously
the long
he'll be an archer guy. Yep. But even someone like Iron Man, if he's shooting a laser like
or
that,
a missile,
or a missile, like it's gonna have to go some space.
Like Wolverine, the Hulk, obviously.
Yeah,
close
those guys
range.
Will be close range. Even like Thor, what do you do with Thor? Because obviously he can swing his hammer at you, or he could do. I'm sure Thor. I feel like they'd make Thor more of like a magic dude. Like,
yeah.
You know, he's got a couple blocks in front of
him.
Well,
he could throw the hammer and it comes back too.
That's what I'm saying. He probably has like more of a box around him where he can hit you from any angle.
Right.
He could probably throw his thing that way.
Dude, I'm telling you, that would work.
It could be cool. I'd be into it.
You know, the more you're saying it though, like it makes sense.
I'd be into it.
Let's see. 2K will publish a new action game described as Cthulhu meets Saints Row. So Cthulhu is like
2K as in like 2K sports?
2K games, yeah. Like well, they do other games. Right. It's like EA.
But what other games does 2K do? Isn't it just basketball?
I don't think so.
Because when did they say EA will publish a bit?
2K games. Let me look that up quick. But do you know what Cthulhu is?
Never heard of it.
That's like H.P. Lovecraft.
I know Saints Row, but...
It's already like pretty
what
damn...
What did you say? What Lovecraft?
H.P. Lovecraft.
The show?
Yeah. That's a writer. That guy is a writer.
I know that, yeah.
He's the one who made Cthulhu, that whole, like...
Oh, really?
Universe.
I don't
it's
know
like
what that is.
Mythical creatures, like witches.
Vampires type shit.
Exactly. Yeah. So that would be...
I mean, that'd be interesting.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Because Saints Row is just like a more brutal GTA, is it not?
It's more off the walls. Like, there's aliens in it.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Saints Row?
Yeah. You even go to hell in one.
I thought you were just like a fucking, like...
You're the president in one of them. Like... It's going off the walls.
Because I see, like, I feel like Saints Row with 2 or whatever, it's just a bunch of dudes on the cover in, like, purple bandanas.
So that's
kind of. I thought it was more like a, you know.
Oh, Bioshock is 2K games.
Oh, really?
Borderlands is 2K games.
Really?
That's what I'm saying. Like, it is more than you think. Mafia is 2K. Okay. Evolve is 2K.
That's interesting.
And then the one that I really wanted when I saw the rumor and it didn't come. Arc System Works is currently developing a My Hero Academia fighting game in the same vein as Dragon Ball FighterZ.
That'd be dope.
With characters that are specific characters and then specific assist characters.
Mm-hmm. That'd be dope.
Right? Yeah. I feel like that would actually work better than
Dragon Ball Z. FighterZ was lit for like a good year and a half.
Yeah, and people still love it. Like, it does good.
I'm not into it anymore like that. But like, if I was playing with a bunch of my friends, yeah, I'd still play it. But like, I'm not playing solo like I used to because I was just playing online. I was trying to get my rank up back then. But that would be dope with My Hero people.
Yeah, right.
And they could do that with a lot of animes, so.
Yeah. They could make it its own genre.
Yeah, they could just keep going with that. They could do Naruto guys. Mm-hmm. I'd love to see Naruto in that type of style.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be dope as fuck. And a lot of those guys have perfect moves for that.
I don't want the Storm games anymore.
I love Ninja Storm 4.
But you know what I mean?
I'm bored of it. I wish they'd come out with like a Ninja Storm 5 now, but yeah. That's a good fighting game.
Dude, those are all like $6 on the Nintendo Switch right now.
But that one's different. Like, that's not like Xenoverse. It's different. Yeah. That one's like its own style. I haven't seen a fighting game like Ninja Storm 4.
Now, Sony was not there at E3 at all. Do you think they throw their own event soon?
I don't give a shit about it. I ain't even watching it. Give me another 50-minute Sony State of Play and show the same game for 45 minutes. And then
Deathloop. You get to see Deathloop again.
Oh, great. Yeah.
Woo! I don't think Sony can do anything until like more games come out.
Yeah, I was going to say, what are they going to show?
Games that we already know are coming, so at this point, it's probably not worth it for them.
What are they going to show us? That?
And their console is selling out anyways, right? So at this
to
point,
who? Not to me?
Nah. You're not a bot.
I'll be damned if anyone has it.
Now, people always ask this and need to know this, so I'll ask you. Who do you think had the best E3 showing?
Out of these guys, I'm thinking...
I think Microsoft, like, easily.
I was
going to
say, yeah.
I think it's such, like, a clear Microsoft win, too.
I mean, Capcom had nothing.
Nothing.
Square Enix was mediocre. Warner Brothers is just that one game, apparently.
Which is a good game.
Which is a good game, but that's all they had. Yeah. Nintendo, obviously, was solid. They didn't have as much. I feel like even I'm into either Ubisoft, Microsoft.
Yep.
I like everything that Ubisoft is coming out with is dope. Yeah, Pretty much everything on that list I fuck with.
I think Ubisoft was underrated. I don't think it was great. I think it was underrated though.
Yeah, I agree.
I think
Microsoft and Bethesda just have so much.
Dude,
they have so much.
And if you're a Game Pass, it was the best Game Pass commercial because it's like
over
27 games from their show and going to Game Pass day one.
There's a lot of shit on here.
Nintendo had a good one in the sense
it was solid.
That we got, you know, Metroid Dread, which looks incredible.
Yep.
The new Smash Fighter looks cool. Tekken's not my game, but I like the fact that it's being represented.
I mean, we beat Tekken.
We did.
We beat a story. It's solid. Tekken's solid.
It is. And
that's a different style fighting game than others.
That's a franchise I think deserves to be in Smash Bros.
Yeah, no, I'm perfectly fine with that.
We have one character left. Do you think they go out with a bang or do you think it's a dud?
I'd hope it go out with a bang.
I think it's going to be a dud.
Well, who is there a specific rep for this last character?
No, it just...
Just any character.
Yeah.
For any anything.
We don't know.
Could be
we
anything.
Know nothing, yeah.
Fucking Sub-Zero.
From Scorpion. That's who I
would love, like, Raiden or someone
Sub-Zero
like that.
Sub-Zero or Scorpion.
Sub-Zero, Scorpion. That'd be dope.
I don't think...
I feel like they would even fit in that style, too.
I think the problem is Mortal Kombat isn't popular in Japan.
You would think it would be.
You kind of. But I think that's the issue.
I'd be interested. I can't think of another game, though, that would...
Dude, there's so many times where I'm like... everyone is convinced it's going to be Master Chief.
Which I'm still fine with.
I just don't ever see it happening.
No.
All right.
It'd be dope.
It's not going to happen.
You know you'd be pumped.
Well, so the first... Because this is technically
they put
freaking
Minecraft
two.
Steve in it.
I know.
Stop that.
But that's the thing. I think they used all their crazy picks early.
Is that
like,
a crazy pick?
Sephiroth was pretty crazy too.
Sephiroth's nuts. I agree.
Like but. I would have never expected another Final Fantasy rep to get in.
You're right, but I really can't think of any other person that would just like fit in there perfect.
Right. Or who the hell they? But they've done like I would never think Snake would be a good fit.
You wouldn't think, but he's solid. That's tough.
I don't think we'll ever know.
I mean, I hope we know at some point.
Do you think they do? I would not stop. I would do a third pass, too.
What, on Smash?
Yeah, because this is supposedly the last character completely.
And then what? They're going to come out with, a new game? What are they going to do?
I have no idea. How do you top this?
What do you do?
How do you top it?
Should you just keep adding on to it forever?
Yeah.
Have they topped Melee? They probably thought the same thing when Melee came out. How do you top this?
Well, they added like 13 new characters to the next game.
Exactly.
But
so
dude,
now you add
13
characters to
this.
Now you add 13 characters to the next game.
All right, that does it for this week of the After Hour Nerd podcast. You can find me on Twitter at @AHN_gags. Not verified. Get #verifygags on. I because it's new, you can like put in for a verify. I put the application in, did not fill shit in. Like within 2 minutes, it was like, your application for verification has been denied. Like so fast.
They didn't take you seriously.
No.
Assholes.
And then you can find Dill on
PC, that's pretty much it. Papa Dill 22.